Okay, this is Matthew Glanfield for the VBO Traffic Series. This is VBO Traffic Series call number 8, using community marketing. Basically, what we're going to be discussing on this call today is how you are able to use online communities to drive traffic to your website. And the great thing about online communities, and as we go through this call, you'll get a better idea of what I mean by that, is that just picture it this way. Let's say that you're selling an ebook about dog training. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just walk into a building full of people, all interested in dog training, and present them with your ebook so that they can purchase it from you? Well, of course, that would be the ideal situation. Rather than going out and finding a person here and a person there and putting up advertisements on a billboard somewhere and hoping to attract some people who are interested in dog training, you walk into a building with thousands and thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and even sometimes millions of people who are already interested, and they've shown that interest by going to that building. We're not talking about their homes. You're not walking into their homes. You're walking into somewhere where they have come because they have a love and a passion for whatever it is that you're talking about. So in this case, the example is dog training. Well, that's the idea behind community marketing, is to go to places on the internet where people in your market, your customers, not the marketers, but the customers, unless your customers, of course, are marketers, are congregated and who are already together talking about their passion and being able to go in there and, in a sense, infiltrate and be able to start advertising your products. Now, this isn't just as simple as going out and starting to spam these areas, because that's the surefire way of getting banned, and it's a really good way to get people ticked off at you, and it won't be a really good way to make sales. So that's not what I'm suggesting here. And I will talk about how to make sure that you don't appear to be spamming and how you're not intrusive, but instead very welcomed. In my first business that I started, this is actually how I got going. Inadvertently, I joined a community, and because I was interested, and I got involved with that. And then once I did make my website, I was already involved in this community, and all I had to do was tell people about it, and boom, I got traffic almost instantly. In fact, that was my main source of traffic at first. And then from that, a lot of people liked my site, so they started linking to it. And so I started ranking well in the search engines, and it just got better and better. So then I was getting traffic from Google as well. And that's how it all started with that one business. And so it's a great way to get your name out there, and it's a great way to get people looking at your website and ready to purchase your products. Because from that traffic, I built a small list of a few thousand people in a matter of about a few months. Almost a year, actually. It took me quite a while to build that first list because I didn't really know what I was doing. But it was all mainly from community marketing and then the resulting search engine traffic as well. And with that list, that's what we did our first $150,000 of gross sales with. That first year that I talked about, that $150,000 gross sales, the two main traffic methods were community marketing and search engine optimization. So obviously there's some power there and some large potential that you have in order to drive a large amount of good quality traffic to your website. And we're still using it now, not so much in my internet marketing business, but more in other niche businesses that we have started, marketing in those forums and blogs and other communities, and getting a lot of traffic from those. In fact, they're one of our top methods, our top method being search engine traffic, and then followed by things like YouTube, and then from probably collectively, the sites that we get traffic from for the communities is our number two source of traffic. But individual sites, our number four method of traffic is actually, according to Google Analytics, is from one of these communities in one of our niche sites. It's just from one of them, and it's a low-trafficked one. It's not even a high-trafficked one. So there's a lot of potential here for you to get more customers and more people to sign up for your programs. Okay, and we just got a question from Richard saying, Matthew, you probably covered this, but how do you get people in the forums to click the link in your signature file? Good question. We will be covering that, Richard. In fact, we'll be talking more about not just how to get people to your website through your signature, because that is one of the methods, but we're going to talk about a few other things too. So I will answer that question. And then, of course, if you have any more questions throughout the call, just make sure you post them. Okay, so let's talk about a few different things. I'm going to go over four main topics, although one of them, the first one I'm going to spend the majority of the time on. And there are four areas where you can get traffic from communities. The first one, where I'm going to be spending the majority of my time because they're such a huge powerhouse, is forums, or if you know them as bulletin boards, it doesn't really matter. If you don't know what a forum is, that's F-O-R-U-M, as in mother. That's, first off, I would find that strange if you've never heard of a forum. You've probably been on them and didn't realize it if you haven't heard of one. A forum is just a place where people can go and post their ideas. They used to be called bulletin boards because they were kind of like that. If you picture a bulletin board where you could go up and somebody would post a little note on it saying, hey, does anybody know of a good place to get a good car tune-up? And then somebody else goes and posts a note underneath that paper saying, yeah, go over to Bob's car place on 5th and Main. And then a third person comes and posts and saying, oh, no, that's an awful place. Don't go there. Go to Jeff's over here. And so on and so forth. So think of it that way. But this is obviously automated and on a website, so it allows you to go in there and just post and communicate back and forth with people who are interested. And there's tons of forums. This is why they're one of those powerhouses. It's just one of those powerful things that the Internet allows us to do, quickly form these communities and build them up. They're different than blogs. Blogs is the second thing I'll talk about, although I won't be spending a lot of time because there's only certain things you can do with blogs. And blogs are more Web 2.0 kind of communication where you have one person who posts everything and then people can comment on it. In a forum, it's more of a community where everybody can start new topics and conversations and everybody can reply and participate in those discussions. The third place I want to talk about is YouTube. Now, we've already covered YouTube in another call about video marketing, so that's not so much what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about how to get traffic from YouTube in the sense that, you know, go and post your videos and do this with your tags and all of that. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be talking about how to use your YouTube account as a source of a community and creating a community there. Because YouTube is a community in and of itself. It's very different than forums, and this has been an experience that I've seen that if you do things in a certain way with YouTube, that people will actually start to feel like they're part of what you're doing, and you'll be able to get a lot of traffic from it. So we'll talk about that as well. And that can go for a lot of other sites as well. And then the fourth place that we're going to talk about is just other communities that you happen to stumble across. And we'll talk about what those could be, and then the general rules that you can use that will apply to pretty much any community that you would find on the Internet. So let's start with the first one. The forums, and this is where, like I said, I'll be spending the majority of the time because this is more what I had in mind when I was putting up the community marketing, but I still wanted to cover some other things as well. Before we go into this, I need to give a warning. Most of the time when I talk about traffic, I always give warnings such as this won't work for certain people or don't do it this way or you can get in big trouble. Well, first off, this will work for everybody. I don't think there's any market out there that doesn't have forums. And if there is, then it's probably too small a market. But I've even seen tiny markets with multiple forums that have a lot of traffic to them. So I would find it hard to believe that there would be a market that you could choose that would be profitable. Obviously, there's lots of non-profitable or unprofitable markets that you could choose. But any market that would be profitable should have plenty of forums, not just one main one, not just two. Sometimes there's the one that everybody knows about, or there's two that everybody knows about. But most of the time, if you're in a niche market, there will be lots of different forums. And it's even something that you can consider creating yourself, although that's not what we're going to be talking about. But the big warning that I have to give you is not that this won't work for you, because it definitely will, but it's to not be a spammer. Basically, and you get this all the time, and I run several forums, so I see the spammers. What is the definition of a spammer? Well, this is using spam out of context because spam is just unsolicited commercial email. But we're not talking about emails here. We're talking about posts. But still, the term has been transferred to lots of different things. A definition that I would give of a spammer is somebody who blatantly advertises and gives nothing in return. And that's what communities and forums absolutely hate. The members of the community will hate you, the owner of the community will hate you, and you will actually do the opposite of what you were intending to do. You will get negative publicity, if any. You'll get banned, and people won't want to go to your website. When they hear about it later on, if they remember who you were, if they remember that you were spamming, you have lost all credibility. So That's what a spammer is on these forums, the people who just advertise and don't give anything in return. Communities are all about reciprocity. They're all about giving. And the more you can give to a community, whether it be on a forum or a blog or a YouTube or whatever, the more you will get back. So here's a little piece of advice for forums. Before you start to blatantly try to advertise in a forum, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because I'm going to show you how you can without people getting ticked off at you, you need to participate and become a member of that forum. Okay, register as a member and go through and spend an hour or two just replying to people's posts, posting useful threads, just doing everything you can. You know, maybe to give you a guideline, post at least 30 or 40 different posts, and nothing, not just things that are like, yes, I agree, or no, I don't agree. Like, constructive things. Spend a couple hours on it and become part of that community. You can still, as Richard had asked about having a link in your signature, basically what that means is when you post, you're able to have a signature at the bottom. And I'm going to show you how to make that signature a really good ad to drive traffic to your website, both through search engines and through direct traffic from those forums. However, at first, you want to use a subtle signature. And a subtle signature is where you have your name, and then you press enter, and you have your website. That's it. A subtle signature for me would be Matthew Glanfield, then the next line would be www.bbotrafficclub.com, if that's the website I'm trying to get traffic to. Matthew Glanfield, bbotrafficclub.com. You will get traffic just from that. It's not going to be the best amount of traffic, but it will still, you'll still get traffic. If you actively participate in all sorts of threads, go in and answer people's questions or add to the conversation, post your opinion, be polite about everything. You can give criticism. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing with somebody, but be very polite about it. Be a pleasant member of that forum, and people will really like you. Be an idiot on the forums, and you'll form lots of enemies, and you'll find it hard to do anything that will benefit you. So participate a lot before really trying to get traffic from it. Besides, it's not a bad thing to do anyways, because it allows you to get to know your market. It allows you to get to know your customers and the people and what they're interested in. What are their problems? What questions do they always ask? And whenever you're trying to make a product, you want to find out what people are really concerned about so that you can make a product about that. Well, this is how you can do it. Go on a forum and start to participate. Become part of the community. It's like going into that building with 10,000 people and walking around saying, hey, what's your biggest problem? Hey, what's your biggest problem? And listening to conversations. You know, jumping into a conversation and adding your own 2 cents. And it's going around and really getting to know all these people who are your potential customers. And there can be a lot of them on these forums. So in order to not look like a spammer, you need to take it easy and participate a lot first. When I say a lot, like I said, 30, 40 posts, maybe 20, 30, whatever you're comfortable with once people start to recognize who you are. And like I said, just a subtle signature, just with your name, and your website URL, nothing more. Not at that point, at least. Now, before you go and start posting in a forum, you need to just determine whether it's going to be worth your time. Is this forum going to be able to drive traffic to your website? Just because it's a forum doesn't mean it's going to be worthwhile for traffic. Because some forums get very few views every day. Now, this is a little word of caution here. Just because you don't need a forum that has millions of people and that gets hundreds of thousands of views every day. You don't need that in order to get traffic. One of the forums that we get tons of traffic from actually wouldn't fall under the qualifications that I'm about to give you. We started posting on it because it really fit the market that we were in. It wasn't highly trafficked as much as we would like, but we liked it, and so we started posting there. And we actually get a pretty good amount of traffic from it. And so remember, the qualifications I'm about to give you are rough qualifications. So qualifications for a forum to be worthwhile, and you're going to look for this first before you start posting. First qualifications is it gets lots of traffic. And the nice thing about forums is that they're usually very obvious about how much traffic they get. All you have to do is look to see how many posts are put up and how many views those posts get. If you're on a forum and you see all these different categories and they all have 10 posts, 20 threads or whatever, 20 threads and 30 replies, I don't know. It's just not very many. Like, you see hundreds or dozens. Hey, that's not a lot. You want to see thousands and sometimes tens of thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of posts that people are doing. Now, hundreds of thousands is a little extreme. If you see thousands of posts, You can also see how old the forum is. And you can do that simply by looking at the member list and seeing the very first member and when they registered. Because it'll tell you when they registered. At least most forum software will tell you when the members have registered. So if you go on there and you search for you click on members, which most of them will do, or users or whatever it happens to, the lingo happens to be on that website, see the oldest one when they were there, when they were first there. And usually you want it to be at least a couple of years old. Because the older it is, the more well-entrenched it will be, and the more traffic it will be getting. The forums that you usually see that are getting tons of traffic are usually a few years old. Because, to be honest, it's not easy to get a forum up and running and getting lots of traffic. So if you're considering doing one, just remember that it could take you a little bit of work before you really start to see a lot of traffic on that website. So you want to see something that's a couple of years old, that you're seeing thousands of posts. And then the other thing that you can do is you can look in a couple of the categories and look at the latest posts and see how frequent people post. If you go on the forum and you see that the last post was 3 days ago, that's kind of not good, because it means that you're not getting posts on a daily basis. You definitely want several posts on a daily basis, if not dozens of posts on a daily basis for the larger ones. So just I'm not going to give you any numbers, because it really ranges, especially in the market that you're in. But you want something to have thousands of posts, and you want it to have a good number of posts on a daily basis. So that's the high traffic qualification. Second qualification is a little obvious. Maybe it should go first. It's that it's in your market. Hey, the Warrior Forum is all about internet marketing. You're not going to go there and start posting about dog training. Now, this might seem obvious, but I've seen people do things like that, where they'll post weight loss things on internet marketing forums. Because internet marketers sometimes need to lose weight. It's like, well, yeah, but you're not going to walk into a building that's full of dog trainers and say, I got a weight loss product, because there's bound to be some people in here that want to lose weight. That's not where their minds are when they're in that building. When they're in that building, they're thinking about dog training. They're thinking about how they can better train their dogs, not how they can lose some weight. So you're not really going to have any success if you go on a forum that's outside of your market. So make sure that it is about whatever you're doing. If you're talking about quitting smoking, go on a forum that's about quitting smoking. Don't go on a health forum, unless that health forum has a specific subcategory that's all about quitting smoking. You want it to be very obviously referring to whatever it is that you're going to be promoting. You also want a forum that allows links in your signatures. There's a couple ways to find out if they do allow this. One, just poke around, open up a bunch of different threads, and see if people have links in their signatures. And the other thing you can do is you can open up the rules and regulations of the forum, which is usually under the general discussion or under some general forum rules. It's not hard to find the rules and regulations of a forum, because the owners really want to make them obvious because they're tired of all the spammers. So check, are you able to put links in your signatures? Are you able to link to your website at all in your posts? If the answer is no, then who cares how much traffic it gets? It could get a million views every single day. It does not matter, because you will not be able to take any of that traffic and send it to your site. So you're going to completely leave it alone. Unless you know that by posting you get some other benefit, there's just no reason for you to really be in there. So they need to allow links in your signatures. The other thing is you want to see that others are linking in their signatures. Just because they allow it doesn't mean that people will tolerate it. So you want to see that at least some other people link in their signatures, whether they're advertisements or whether they're just like, hey, check out my personal site about my dog. You know, if you're in a dog training thing, maybe they just have a link to their Flickr account with pictures of their dog. Like, who cares? Whatever it is, as long as you see other people linking, then you know that it's acceptable within that community. The other thing that you want to look at is a bit more technical on a search engine benefit, and it doesn't necessarily have to have this qualification, especially if it gets a lot of traffic. But you want to make sure that the links that you put in your posts, the easiest way to describe this is that they don't get no-followed. I described this in the search engine call before. A no-follow basically is a little extra thing that's added to a link that tells the search engines not to follow that link. That say, you know, don't look at this link. It's not important. And they won't. Especially Google and Yahoo and MSN, they'll look at that, but they'll ignore it. And that way, the owner of the website can tell the search engines which links are important to it and which ones aren't. You don't want to be on a forum that does that. Now, if the forum gets a lot of traffic, then sure, do it anyways, because there's going to be two different kinds of benefits to this. You're going to get search engine benefits, and you're going to get traffic benefits. You're going to get search engine benefits from links to your website, but you're going to see more traffic, obviously, from people clicking on those links. That's what's going to show up. You don't really know which links are making the difference for you in the search engines. So this isn't essential, but it is nice. Now, the easy way to do this, and to check to see if they put the nofollow stuff on the links, is to install a plugin for Firefox. If you don't have Firefox, go to getfirefox.com. It's a great browser. I like it better than Internet Explorer by a long shot. And you're going to download, there's a plugin or an add-on to Firefox that you can put in. It's called Search Status. Search Status. And one of the things that plugin allows you to do, amongst others, is highlight all the nofollow links, which means it'll actually, on the page, highlight them in pink, any links that have been marked as nofollow. And so you'll be able to quickly see, just by turning that on when you go to a website, whether or not they nofollow their links. Now, if that seems really technical, I apologize. It's not essential. So if that was over your head and you don't want to really try to figure it out, just leave it alone. It's not actually essential for you to get traffic from forums. You can get plenty of traffic otherwise. However, it is very helpful for search engine optimization. So you want forums that don't nofollow your links. And you can check that with the Search Status plugin from Firefox. Okay. So let's continue on. So those are the qualifications. They are in your market. They have high traffic. They allow links in their signatures, and other people use those. Other people link in their signatures to their websites or to websites in general, and they don't nofollow your links. So how do you find a forum then? What's the easiest way to find a forum? Well, it's not actually that hard. In fact, it is incredibly easy. All you do is you go to Google.com or whatever your country happens to be, and you type in your market. Whatever it is, if it's dog training, type dog training, and then add the word forum. So if you're in dog training, go to dog training, you can type in dog training forum. If you're internet marketing, type internet marketing forum. If you're weight loss, type weight loss forum. If you're quitting smoking, or quit smoking forum, and you'll find tons of results. And you want to go to the top ones, because obviously those ones are most likely getting a lot of traffic if they're at the top of Google. And the reason that works so well is because most of the forum software will call themselves forums. So on their pages, it'll say the name of their forum and then the word forum. So it just works really well. Go to google.com, type in your market name, and then add the word forum, F-O-R-U-M, M as in Martha, and you will be able to find tons of forums in your market. And there's going to be an endless supply. You never have to worry about running out of finding more. Now, you don't want to find very many. As we're going to talk about a little later on, you only need four or five good ones. So research through them, find four or five really good ones, and make sure that they mostly qualify for those five different things. The high traffic, the fact that they're in your market, they allow links in their signatures, that others use those links in their signatures, and that they don't nofollow the links from your threads. So how do we drive traffic from a forum then? Let's assume that you've started participating, that you've done a few posts, 20 to 30 posts, that, yes, you've put in your signature, your domain name, maybe you've driven a bit of traffic from that. That's all great. And now you're wondering, how can I really ramp this up so that I can start to drive even more traffic? Well, one of the ways is through your signature. We're going to improve your signature, which appears at the end of every post that you do on the forum. So what you want to do, first off, I recommend that you don't use automatic signatures. What you can do in most forum software in your profile is you can set a signature, and then you can just automatically attach it to every post. That might seem like a great idea, and it is nice to be able to update everything, but you don't necessarily want to do that. Now, you can, though. Let me just put a qualification here. If you're willing to put in the extra work, don't use the automatic signatures. But if you're going to join four or five forums, then do use the automatic signatures, and then just you're going to make a different signature for every site that you're on. Let me just put it that way. So if you want to make it really easy, then do use the automatic signatures. but have a different signature for every forum that you're on. And there's a reason for this. Because our signature is going to be composed of two things, well, three if you include your name. So the first thing is your name, so Matthew Glanfield, enter. And then the actual, under the part under your name, is going to consist of two parts. It's going to consist of a keyword link and some ad text. A keyword link is a link that uses keywords. For example, if your website is dogtrainingexample.com, there's two ways to link to your website. You could say Matthew Glanfield, enter, http://www.dogtrainingexample.com. And that's a good start for your subtle signature. But a better keyword link would be just dog training. And then that, of course, is blue and underlined, and it's a link. And you can do that using the forum software. When you go to post or when you go to make your signature, they should have a little URL button that allows you to create a custom URL so that you can make it whatever keyword link you want. So you would link to www.dogtrainingexample.com, but the keyword text that people would see would be dog training. So that's the first part. And the reason you want to do that is for the search engine benefits. Because if you want to rank for something, I'll just do a bit of review for the search engine call. If you want to rank for a certain keyword term, you get a bunch of links to your website with that keyword term. If you want to rank for quit smoking, then sure, put quit smoking all over your website, but that alone is not going to do it. What you really want is you want to get 100 people or 500 people all linking to your website, or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, all linking to your website using the words quit smoking. So rather than linking, saying www.whateveryourwebsiteis.com, it would say quit smoking, which would be a link to your website. That's the key to ranking well in the search engines for certain keyword phrases. So we're going to use that in our signatures. So you're going to use you're going to be making four or five different signatures because you're going to be on four or five different forums. So use four or five different keywords. So for dog training could be one of them. Pet training could be another one of them. Dog obedience training, or whatever you found your keyword phrases to be, what people really search for and the problems that they have. So that's the first part of what comes after your name. The second part is going to be your ad text. And it's just going to be text that encourages them to click on the link that's right before it. And it should be simple. It shouldn't be, don't use huge, I've seen people use these big images, or they'll make the font size bigger. Don't do any of that stuff, because it just looks spammy. Just keep it simple. Maybe you can bold it a bit, but just keep it very simple. Just look at what everybody else does, and use that as a guideline for how elaborate you can be without looking spammy. And then just write some nice ad text that encourages people to click on the link. For example, the one I have here for dog training is, you have dog training, which is underlined, clickable, and then dash, get our free 7-day course on how to stop your dog from destroying your furniture. That's it. And of course, when they click on that, it should take them to a squeeze page that offers that free report or free 7-day course. So whatever happens should be congruent, obviously. And that way we get both the search engine benefits and the direct traffic benefits. So that's the first part. You're going to be creating this useful signature that will give you search engine benefits and the direct traffic. And then the key is to get that signature exposed to everybody. Because most of the time in your regular posts, you're not going to just want to tell people to go to your website. You're not going to say, hey, that's a good idea. By the way, you should check out my website because it's great, and I'll give you a 7-day free report or a 7-day e-course or something. That just sounds spammy. So instead, you can use your signature to do the advertising. Does that mean you can't link to your website in your posts? Of course not. You can link to your website in your posts, but you have to do it in a different way. You can't do it in a I'm advertising to you way. Instead, what you should do is you should link to specific pages that have to do with what you're saying. One thing that we like to do is post videos. We like to post videos on these forums, but you can't post the direct video on the forum. You have to post a link to the video. Most of the forums won't allow you to embed videos. I haven't seen one yet that allows me to, just because of the concerns that they'd have with viruses and everything. And so what you do instead is you take the video and you put it on your website. Put it on your blog or put it on a page. And then underneath the video, of course, you can have a link going to your 7-day e-course, or you can have the opt-in box right there. And then you go back to the forum and you post and say, hey, I've got this video about this. Check it out and let me know what you think. And then it's a link to your website, but it's a useful link. It's not just, hey, I've got the 7-day e-course, go and check it out. And the video, of course, or whatever you're linking them to, shouldn't be sales material. It should be content, because you're helping out the community, remember. You're not advertising to them. The only advertising that you'll do is in your signature. Unless, of course, they have an area on the forum for blatant advertising. Then go ahead and put your ad in there, but don't expect tons of traffic from it, because who in the community is going to go and just look at advertising? Not a lot of people want to do that. So that's what you do. You have your signature, but you can also post useful things. Now, here's some of the things that we post that we find that we get the most traffic from. First off, we post useful articles. We actually take some of the articles from our website and post them on the forums. Now, we try to make it a little less formal. As on your website, it might be like, how to do this. And then you don't want to go on the forum and be like, how to do this first, and make it sound all formal, like on your website. You're talking to people. It's like you're walking up to somebody saying, hey, did you ever know that you could do this? This is really neat. Did you know you could train your dog really easily by doing this? I tried it the other day, and it really works well. You want to talk more in a casual tone, so you want to type more in a casual tone. So take your articles and rewrite them to be more casual and put them on these forums. Other things you can post, your videos, like I said. And one thing that we've noticed gets a lot of attention is pictures. Post your pictures. I'm having a hard time thinking of a market where pictures would not be relevant. If you're in dog training, post pictures of your dogs. If you're in some sort of weight loss, then post before and after pictures. Or just post the before picture and say, hey, look at how fat I am. What can I do about this? Or whatever you want to do. Just pictures really get people's attention. When somebody opens a post, when they look at it and a picture pops up, it really grabs their attention. If it's just text, they might read, they may not. But when you have a picture there, it really grabs people's attention. We notice that those are the threads that get the most posts. And one thing you have to understand about forums is how it works. When you go and you start a new thread, and this is all hopefully not too technical, a thread is basically you're starting a new conversation. And it lists off all the current conversations in the order of most recent to the oldest, so the newest to the oldest. And so if you go in there and you start a conversation, yours will be at the top, underneath any announcements or anything that are always at the top. And then somebody else goes in and starts a conversation. Well, yours gets bumped down one, so now it's number two. And somebody else goes and starts a conversation, now you're number three. But then if somebody goes into your conversation and posts a reply, you get bumped back up to the top because yours is the most recent, has the most recent comment. And so the more people, and obviously when people go into these categories, they're not going to go 10 pages deep and look at number 100 post. They're going to be looking at the front first page, maybe even the second page as well. Kind of like Google. When people type in something in Google, usually they don't go past the first few results. Sometimes they go to the 10th result. Sometimes they'll hit the next button and go to the next page, or the third or fourth or fifth page. But most of the time, they'll stay on the first page, and if they don't find what they're looking for, they'll go somewhere else. So keep that in mind, that the more people post on your thread, if you start a new conversation, the more people post on it, the more it'll be at the top, and the more views it'll get, and therefore, the more clicks you will get to your website. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't post on other people's conversations, because you should, because you're trying to still be participating and get people to know who you are. So there's a bit of a give and take there. Sometimes you need to post to other people's conversations, and sometimes you want to start your own. And that's when you start your own, that's when you put your own articles or videos or pictures. And, of course, you go and participate in other discussions. Now, here's where you can really supercharge it, where it gets a lot of fun. What you want to do is you want to start the conversations or the threads that get thousands and tens of thousands of views and that get tons of replies, that get everybody looking, because those are the ones that will get you tons of traffic just alone. And it just took you a minute to post it. And we call these viral threads. So viral threads, they just spread naturally. So what can you do in order to make a viral thread? How can you make a thread or a conversation that everybody is going to want to participate in? Well, before I tell you what, you need to understand the mindset of most people who are on forums. It is the same mindset of people who are on YouTube and who are in other communities as well. They're just looking to waste their time. Just think about that for a second. Not that they are wasting their time sometimes, but most of the time they're just casually going through, just trying to kill some time. Maybe they're at work and they're on a break, or they're not on a break and they have nothing else to do, so they're just browsing some forums or watching some videos on YouTube. But most of the time, they're just looking to kill some time. They're not there to find one thing and then leave. Sometimes they are. And I use forums for that as well. Sometimes I'll go on a forum, like a programming forum, for example. If I'm doing some PHP programming, I'll go on a PHP forum. I'll search for certain keywords and see if somebody's already asked the question I'm looking for, get the answer, and I'm off. I'm gone. So I am looking for one thing in particular. But most of the time, when these people are on these forums, they're just going around, and they're reading, and they're looking at pictures, and they're reading more articles, and they're posting their opinions. People love to post their opinions. They just love it. They just love getting those out there. And they're just going around and wasting time. So if you can post a thread that allows them to waste even more of their time, they're going to love it, and they're going to be all over it. And, of course, since those are the type of people that you want, because they're the ones who will click on the links in your signature and go to your website, because they're curious. They got nothing else to do. So, sure, the conversion rate on those people won't be quite as high because they're just casual and looking around, but you'll still be able to get sales from them, as we've been able to get sales. So you want to start those kind of threads. So what is a great way to do it? One of the ways that you can do it, almost any forum, is to start what I call a stupid word game. And these ones were the ones that annoyed me the most until I realized how useful they were for getting a lot of traffic. So you can start a word game. This really just depends on the market that you're in, but I'll give you an example of one. And one of these, and this was in a, I'm trying to remember now, this was in one of the hobby niches. But in this hobby niche, somebody posted a thread and said, and this is a collector's thing, and this it was to do a bit with war games. And so this one person posted something saying, I love this thing. And it was one of the things he collected. He's like, now post and tell me why you could destroy it, and then post what you love. And so the next person would say, well, I could destroy that thing because of this, but I love this thing. And then the next person would post and say, well, I could destroy that because of this, but I love this thing. And it was a bit of a game. And people really got into it and started posting really elaborate comments of why they hated the thing before and what they love. They would even start talking and the way that the character would talk and all of that. So they get right into it. And before long, there was hundreds of posts, thousands of posts on that one thread. And there was tons of views. So if I had started that thread, I bet that I would have gotten tons of traffic from it. So if you can start some thread like that, just a dumb word game, or some sort of game that people can play, then you will be able to get lots of traffic from it. Now, if you don't want to start a game, here's some other things that you can do that are actually useful to the community. You could ask questions and make sure that the topic of the thread is the question. I like questions that are like, which do you prefer? Do you prefer the red one or the blue one? Do you like chihuahuas or do you like pit bulls? And the reason that works so well is because people love to give their opinions. That's what forums are all about. So just remember that. People love to give their opinions. So ask for it. Ask for their opinion. You can post controversial stuff. That'll give you lots of topics or lots of posts and views as well, and lots of clicks. So post something controversial. News works well. Tell them about the latest whatever. Other things that you can do is you can look at what gets a lot of views. So search a bit through the forums and see what the ones that get tons of views and see what it is, what do they have in common, and then imitate those and make your own versions. And then if you post something that's really useful, if you post an article that's really useful that people are giving a lot of good feedback to, or a video or something, you can actually contact the moderators of the forum or the owner of the forum and say, hey, could you turn this into a sticky? And what a sticky is a thread that gets stuck to the top of the list for all time. Like, it's always at the top. No matter how much people post other conversations and post on other threads, yours will always be up there. And if you can get them to do that, now that takes a bit of work. That takes a really useful article and people really responding well to it. And then, of course, the moderators accepting that. And if you can get them to do that, then that is a constant source of traffic that you will continue to benefit from over a long period of time. So those are just a few of the ways that you can start your own viral threads and start to get that kind of traffic. And you can't underestimate this, because we get tons of traffic every day from these forums. And the more, and we notice the more we post, the more traffic we get. Now, that's the downfall of this, that once you stop posting, unless you've got a bunch of stickies all of a sudden, which, of course, would be the ideal, you're also going to stop getting traffic. Now, you'll still get some residual, but most of the time you have to continue being a part of these communities. So this would be a traffic method that is good as a startup as well. We still use it even in the ones that aren't startups anymore, because it does, it is a good source of traffic. But it's really good for starting to get traffic as well. So here's the basic idea. Join four or five forums, and then you spend 15 to 20 minutes a day, maybe 30 minutes a day, once you're started. Like, obviously, you're going to spend a bit more time at first getting known in the forum. But then you're going to spend 15 to 20 minutes per day posting. And you want to do about maybe 2 to 5 posts per day in each forum. And maybe one of those is starting your own thread, and the other ones are just replying. And just be careful. Don't get addicted to them, because sometimes you can spend all your time in the forums, because they are addicting, because it's a community. It's people. You get to express your opinion. You get to talk to people. And you get to have fun there. So, and have fun with it. You can have a lot of fun with it. But just make sure you don't waste your time with it, because it's very easy to become addicted to forums. So there, and that is what I wanted to go over when it comes to getting traffic from forums. I'm just going to quickly check to see if there's any questions. Okay. Brian's saying that you mentioned what to say to attract someone without it being too straightforward. Exactly what was that? Well, the way that you do it, that you can use your signature to be very straightforward once you're well-known, but if you want to get people to your website without it being straightforward, that's where you start posting your articles and videos, especially videos, because people know that you can't have the video on the forum, so they accept the fact that you're going to link to it. So if you put that video on your website so that you have control over the content around it, rather than sending them to YouTube, which, of course, they can then get lost and do other stuff and completely forget about you, send them to your website and have a link underneath or an opt-in box, that's a good way of it, of getting traffic without it being too straightforward. Articles are a little harder. If you say, I have a really good article, click here to read it, they might wonder, why don't you just post it here? Why send us away? So articles you'll want to actually post once you've rewritten them to be more casual. But even the article, at the end of it, you can say, I hope you like this article. I've got even more of them about this here. And then you give them a link to the category that has all those articles, maybe on your blog or something. So that's how I would do it without being too straightforward. Okay, I don't see any more questions on the subject, so I'm going to move on. So that was the first one, and the one I was going to spend the most time on, so the other ones won't take nearly as long. The second thing is in blogs. Now, blogs can be a waste of your time, so you can even skip this altogether. But if you want to use blogs, here's what you can do. You need to post real comments. Don't go spamming them. Don't purchase any software that will allow you to automatically post to blogs. That's not going to do anything for you. And, of course, you link to your site in the comments that you put up. Now, there's two ways that you can do this. There's two qualifications. If the blog gets tons of traffic and it's a controversial post, maybe putting up your own comment with a link to your website will help to get traffic, but that's not really going to do it. What people usually post to blogs for is to get links back to their website. Now, the only problem with that is most blogs put no follows on all the links in the comments, making linking in the comments completely useless. However, there are some blogs that don't do that. So what you want to do is you want to post on those blogs, real comments, of course. You don't want to spam them. If you want to find where those blogs are, go to Google and type in list of do follow blogs. List of do follow blogs, as opposed to no follow, it's do follow. And do follow is one word. So list of do follow, all one word, blogs. Now the real thing that you can do with blogs, like that can work. That can help get you links and get you more search engine traffic. But what really works is if you have see a high traffic blog, you can offer to contribute content. If you have articles or videos, you can offer to let them post those and publish those on their blog. And all you want back in return is a link to your website. So that's what you can really do with blogs. So I don't want to really dwell on that too much, just because I would recommend staying away from that unless you're going to do the search for do follow blogs and then start commenting on those. That can be useful. But otherwise, you're not going to get as much from posting. So if you're one of those spammers out there that just posts all the time on my blog, just useless stuff about Viagra and all this other stuff, just stop, because I delete all those comments and they get marked as spam. And so it's not going to help you. Even if I did approve them, all the links would be no followed. So it's really useless that way. So let's talk about the third one. I want to spend a bit more time on this one. This is using YouTube as a community to build traffic to your website. Now, we already talked about how to use YouTube to build traffic. And if you want the short end of it, you create lots of videos and you upload them to YouTube and you have links to your website in the videos and also in the description. There. That's how to get traffic from YouTube. Obviously, there's more to it than that. But that's not what I want to discuss here. I want to talk about using YouTube as a community. Because like forums, people stay around YouTube, and YouTube is like one big forum, except it's more a video forum. Somebody posts a video, and you get all sorts of people commenting and even replying with videos. I'm not sure if you're how familiar you are with YouTube. You should get very familiar with it, because it has a lot of traffic, considering the fact that now it's owned by Google, and that they give it a lot of traffic from their search engines. And even not just that, though, but all the people that just go to YouTube instead of Google. So there's a lot of traffic there to be found in all sorts of different niche markets. So here's how you can take advantage of the YouTube community. What you want to do is you want to get subscribers. Before, when we were talking about video marketing, we were just talking about getting tons of videos within the video sharing site so that they can appear in Google and so that you can get traffic to your website. End of story. Well, wouldn't it be nice if whenever you posted a new video on YouTube, there was 5,000 people who automatically would want to go and see it right when it's posted, because they get notified whenever you post new videos. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, it is, because that's basically how you can build up a community within YouTube. Is what people can do is they can subscribe to you. If you create a user account with YouTube, and when people watch your video, there's a big button beside it that says subscribe, and they can actually subscribe to your account, which means they get notified whenever you post new public videos, like videos that you allow to be seen by anybody. And that's nice, because even with a few subscribers, you'll quickly start getting views, and more importantly, you'll quickly start getting comments, because people will get to know you. And that's what we found. The first few videos we put up, it took a long time to get comments, and it took a long time to get a half decent amount of views. But now we have regulars. We have these people who, whenever we post a new video, now, honestly, if we post a video today, we'll have 20, 30 comments on it by tomorrow. And that might not seem like a big deal, but what it does is it gives the social proof. When people look at the video and they see all these comments, they realize that it's popular and that people are watching it and that they should pay attention to. So how do you get subscribers? Well, you just put out lots of videos, because people can just subscribe and they know that they can do that. But why not encourage subscribers? There's a few ways you can encourage, a couple in particular that I'm going to talk about. One is just being blatant and encourage them in the video, saying, hey, if you want more great videos like this, subscribe to our channel, and whenever we post new ones, you'll be notified. And so you just tell them, and we actually now make a habit of that. At the end of every video, it says, subscribe to our channel. And we've noticed that there's been more and more people subscribing. And you can also add that to the description of the video, say, and subscribe to get more, because we're going to be posting part 2 and part 3 of this video, or whatever you're going to be doing, or we're just going to be posting more videos about this. But the key to getting more subscribers is just putting lots of videos out there. And the more videos you put, and the better the videos are, the more subscribers you'll get. And the more subscribers you get, the more traffic you can get from YouTube, for a couple reasons. One, because it's like having a list. These people know you, and hopefully trust you and like you. And so when you post a new video, they go and see it. So now you can start putting stuff in the videos to get traffic to your website, like a link or an advertisement or something. Especially if it's entertaining, that'll work really well. Another thing that you can do is you can find friends on YouTube. You go out and you search for videos in your market, and then you contact the people who made those videos and invite them to be your friend. And what that does is then you can invite them to be a subscriber, and it's just they get to know who you are, and they might start doing other things with you as well. Also, when people comment on your videos, at least at the beginning, reply to those comments, because it encourages even more comments. And like I said, the more comments it has, the more people will be prone to leave more comments and also to take your video seriously. And also, the more views that your video gets, the higher it gets ranked within YouTube, which then gets it more views, which gets you more traffic. So if you have the subscriber base who automatically get the views up really fast because they get notified whenever you post a new video, then that's going to get you ranked higher in YouTube, which will get you more traffic. The other thing that we do, we find that has a lot of success, is we actually create videos explicitly asking for video replies. And it doesn't have to be anything in return. It doesn't have to be, you know, reply and we'll enter you into a contest, reply and we'll give you this free ebook or something. It's just simply, hey, here's my cute dog. Why don't you post your own video response? That's what they call them on YouTube. They're video responses with your dog. And we found that just by simply inviting people. At first, we thought one of our first ideas was to make this this crazy contest where we were offering a $500 gift certificate to our e-commerce store. And all they had to create a video based around the theme that we gave them. And because we thought we'd really have to push hard to get people to reply. And we got a bunch of replies to that, video replies. And then just recently, we put up a video just saying, hey, We invite you to post videos to our vlog, to our video blog, and just reply to this one with it, and we'll take your video and we'll throw it on our blog, and we'll show our other subscribers. That's all we did. And that one's been getting tons of replies, too. And we're not even offering a $500 gift certificate or a contest. We just said, post your replies, because people are into your community. Whatever you're in, people love to be part of that community, and one of the ways they can do that is through video. Now, this might not work so well if your community is of an older generation. For example, if you're doing something about retirement. Well, obviously, people of retirement age aren't all over YouTube. That's just the way it is. It's more popular amongst younger people in their teenage years or 20s or 30s. But if you're in most markets, then this will be applicable, something that you can do. So that's how you can use YouTube as a community. Now, this applies. This is the last thing I want to talk about. Basically, any other community, such as Yahoo groups or paid membership sites that you join or free membership sites that you join that have communities, the general rules will still apply to any of these communities. And those general rules are don't spam, participate and become part of the community, and give as much value as you can. And in return, of course, you will get traffic to your websites and customers, hopefully, and subscribers, and everything else. If you're doing anything right on your website, that should happen. And it can be a great source of traffic. And the nice thing about this source, doing community marketing, is that you can do it today, right after you hang up the phone, or right after you finish this, and you can start seeing traffic tomorrow. And you can start seeing a lot of traffic within just a week or so. It's a great source of quick traffic, quick and easy traffic. Maybe I should have done this call first because it is really quick. It is a really powerful method to get traffic to your website. One of the first ones that I did, and it's one that we started doing again recently with another market, and we're seeing the same type of success. So I know you can duplicate it because these are two completely different markets. The first one I did was a make money market, and the market that we're doing there now is a hobby market. So it's on the opposite end. People just do it because they like to, and not just because they're trying to make money. And it worked just as well, if not better, and the non-making money market as well. Okay, so that concludes what I wanted to talk about today about community marketing. I'm just going to check to see if there's any questions. If you have any, go ahead and post them now, and I will answer them. And then we will finish, and we have one more call to go, which will be about viral marketing. We'll be talking about a few different ideas there. It'll be a bit of going over some of the things we have talked about. It's putting a lot of the ideas from other calls into one where we just talk about how to make things viral and how to make things grow on their own. So let's see if there's any questions. Okay, I don't see any questions posted yet. Let's wait for a few more seconds in case anybody's posting them right now. And then we'll finish. Okay, I don't see any more questions, so we'll finish for today. And, of course, we'll talk on our next Q&A call, and then our last training call will be next week. Okay, wish everybody the best of luck this week. Apply this, and you'll start seeing traffic by tomorrow. I can almost promise that, as long as you find the right types of sites to do it with. And good luck with your traffic-generating endeavors. Have a great week.